The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's that time again. Hi, I'm Craig Anderson and I'm back with another edition of Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. The roster is getting filled up all the time, and after this interview we've only got three more spaces left to fill. I'm delighted to say I've got yet another brand new player on the line, but I'll fill you in on who this player is first, just before we speak to him. Firstly, he's a 23-year-old defenceman who originally hails from Montreal. After 3 years in the Quebec Junior Leagues, he made the move to Europe to sign for Austrian side Red Bull Salzburg in 2011. A year later, he signed for German side EC München, playing a season in the DEL. Last season, this player had spells at Reading Royals and Tønsberg Vikings in Norway, and now he comes to Glasgow to sign for the Brayhead Clan. So let's say hi to signing number 15 of the summer, Ryan Kavanagh. Hi Ryan, welcome to Brayhead Clan. First question for you, is it an exciting prospect to be playing hockey in another country?
Absolutely. I mean, I've played in a couple countries now, so I'm getting used to being away from home, but I haven't played over in Scotland, so, you know, it's going to be a new experience, hopefully a good one, and I'm excited to be a part of the clan.
Now, you've played in, this will be your fifth different country in your relatively short career. What kind of things do you learn about your game when you're travelling?
What kind of things I learn?
Yeah.
You know, it's different hockey everywhere, you know, it's the basis is always the same, but, you know, over in Europe, it's a different style of game from over here in North America, and I find I learn something new every time I go over, and, you know, I'm excited to keep developing, and, you know, I'm excited to get over there.
Now, other than your native Canada, Brayhead will be the first club you'll join from an English-speaking country. Mm-hmm. How much will that help you settle in?
You know, obviously, it's a lot easier going over without the big language barrier difference, but, you know, I always got used to it in the past, and, you know, I'm excited to get over there. I heard it's a, you know, amazing city, great place, and, you know, I can't wait to get it started.
Now, you had a year in Munich in the DEL, one of the top European leagues, as I'm sure you're aware. Describe what it was like playing there. How was that compared to other leagues you've played in?
You know, it's especially in Germany, it's a very similar league to North America. There's a lot of hitting, a lot of imports. But I found it to be a good experience, especially playing with Red Bull. You know, they're a very class organization. I was very fortunate to play there, but I'm excited to move on and, you know, I'm excited to get over there. Obviously, with Red Bull, it's you know, it's a full year contract, and you're there all the time and training there. But you know, I've been at home training all summer, and I'm excited to get over and start the season.
Now, what persuaded you to come to Scotland? What was there anything in particular that made you decide to come here?
Well, I was signed up to a couple weeks ago, and then the deal fell through with the team in Norway because they got dropped to a lower division. And one of my buddies actually plays for a team in Fife. And he kind of has been trying to get me over there for, you know, the last year and a half. And I got a call from Ryan Finnerty, the coach, and moved up from there. And, you know, I talked to my buddy, and I have a couple friends going over too. So they kind of persuaded me, also talking to the coach and Gareth as well. And, you know, I'm really excited to come over, and it seems like a really good fit.
Who's your friend at Fife out of interest? Can you reveal who that is?
Ned Lukasevic.
Oh, Ned. Good stuff. Excellent.
Yeah.
So what can the Brayhead fans expect from you this season? What kind of player are you that they'll get to see?
I'm a smaller defenseman, so I'm an offensive defenseman, but, you know, I'll come to work every day, you know, with the work boots on and do everything I can to help the team win.
Now that your immediate future has been settled, what have you been up to during the summer? How have you kept yourself busy these last few months?
You know, it's been a long summer. I've been home since the beginning of March, so took a couple weeks off, spent some time with family and friends, traveled a bit, and then just been training and skating and, you know, same as every summer, playing a little bit of golf. So I'm excited to get over there and play some of the golf courses as well, but, you know, that's about it. Just, you know, keeping myself in shape and getting ready to go back and have a better year than I did last year.
Now, one thing, one bit of information I've got here is you're going to be wearing the number 91 jersey for Brayhead Clan. One question I've always wanted to ask players like yourself, what makes you pick the numbers that you do on your jersey? In your case, why have you picked number 91?
In my case, it was when I got traded last year, when I left to go to Norway. What I've been playing with the last couple of years is 81, which wasn't available, and 91 seemed like the closest option, so I just ended up taking that. And you know, I kind of like the number, and I figure why switch. So for me, it's not a big process. It's just, you know, whatever works, works.
Fair enough. Well, that's great, Ryan. Thanks very much for talking to us, and thanks for joining us on Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'm excited to be there.
So that's Ryan Kavanagh, Brayhead Clan's latest signing for the 2014-15 season. He and all the other guys should play against Italian side Asagio on Saturday the 30th and Sunday the 31st of August. For all the ticket information and the latest news from the club, visit the website brayheadclan.com. The club are also on Facebook and on Twitter at @Brayhead_clan. That's all from me. My thanks to you for listening, and thank you to Ryan Kavanagh for joining us in this latest edition. I'll be back with another exclusive interview with the next signing on another edition of Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. I'm Craig Anderson. Bye for now.